Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name, I pray, Heavenly Father, that if I am permitted entrance into your kingdom at the end of this life, I'd like to make this proclamation at this time that Jesus, your face is the first face I want to see. Hallelujah, the highest praise.
You were there.
Yes, Lord, you were there.
When I am lonely.
Whenever I'm lonely. Yes, you.
Every time I needed a friend.
A friend I can count on.
I take comfort.
Yes,
in your word every time I get weary.
I take comfort in your word.
And I know you'll be there to the end. Cause when it's all
when my race has been run,
that's when your face will be the first page
that I want to see. Your face, Lord,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Is the first face. When I had no one to talk to, you were there.
All of my friends talk about it. Sometimes they got just a little too busy for me, but I don't care about the things I've suffered down here on this old earth. Cause they really don't bother me.
No, no.
Hold on. Soon and very soon.
I'll be forever in your presence.
I'll be forever in your presence.
I know you will be there.
Throughout all eternity.
Just waiting for me. And one thing I like about it, Kenny, I want to say, Jesus' face.
Jesus' face will be the first face that I want to see. Hallelujah.
You see, Joe, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
All I want to do, I just want to see Jesus.
That man that led us down the
Calvary
up and died for me.
Jesus.
Suffered and died and carried that old rugged cross.
Oh.
All the way up to Calvary's hill.
Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, yeah. Just for you and me.
Jesus.
Jesus will be the first face
I want to see.
Sometimes I didn't know how I was going to make it.
Jesus.
My burden got so
heavy. Oh, I've been there.
You know what I mean, Joe?
I've been there.
Sometimes I didn't even want to wake up in the morning. Everything coming down on me at the same time. I just want to say, Lord, just take me on. But you know I know I got to look out longer.
Oh, he's able.
But you know I want to see that man.
Jesus.
In those times when I was so down,
oh, yeah.
He was right there to pick me up.
Jesus.
He was right there by my bedside.
He
would hold my hand.
He
sometimes I have to cry all night long.
He won't leave
you. I want to see
Jesus.
I want to see him for myself one day.
My Lord, everything is the way.
Jesus.
I want to see Jesus.
Yes.
I want to see
Jesus. Understand God in its totality is impossible with man. How God could take his son, the manifestation of his son, Jesus, in man, the son of God, the son of man, who was both the shepherd and the Lamb. Impossible to understand that. I pray the prayer I pray, the Lord's Prayer, because it gives all glory to our Lord in heaven. That's why when I pray, I say, repeat the prayer I pray, and that we might pray together. In Jesus' holy name, I pray, most merciful Heavenly Father, please forgive me for my sins. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And it is in Jesus' holy name we pray this prayer, dear Father, because if it not be done in his name, it will never reach heaven. Amen. Matthew chapter 23. Then spake Jesus to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. I'm going to read that verse 8 again. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. He's speaking to the multitude and to the disciples. Whether or not the multitude be made up of Jews only, and Gentiles, the Bible does not make a declaration addressing that issue. Verse number 9, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called master, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall be humble himself, he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. I'm going to pause. The proselyte is a Gentile that has been, in order to be accepted in the Jewish religion and have God be their God also, must conform to the traditions of the Jews and be circumcised. Verse number 16. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold in the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth it, the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift. Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar sweareth by it, and by all things thereon. And whoso shall swear by the temple sweareth by it, and him, and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven sweareth by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cummin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excuses. Though blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanliness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. And say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and the same of them shall you scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth. Right, shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. This refers to 2 Chronicles, verse 24, 2 Chronicles 24 and verse 21. You can review that. I suggest you review these references that I submit or reveal unto you so that you might have a clearer understanding of the dialogue which we study. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. That is, of the second coming of Christ. It is in Jesus' holy name I pray that there is something in our study by which you might attain a greater level of understanding. Because when Jesus spoke to the multitude in parables, he spoke to the followers in parables. And they that hungered and thirst for righteousness were his disciples. And that's why after he had spoken to the multitude in parables, they would come to him and ask him to explain what the parable meant. A disciple seeks clarity and understanding. Followers don't. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Until the next time, amen.